Hello everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Sounds and Sights of Cinema here on WHIE Radio and DVDVerdict.com. I'm your host, Clark Douglas, and we've got another good program for you today. Coming up later on in the show, we'll take a look at some new DVD and Blu-ray releases, plus Lars von Trier's new film, Melancholia. But right now, on the musical portion of the program, we're doing something that we do every few months or so, and that's a musical grab bag program, where we just wander across the realm of film music and spotlight a little bit of everything. And we're going to begin with a very talented composer named Dario Marianelli and his fine music for a movie called I Capture the Castle. Enjoy. Music from I Capture the Castle, and that was written by Dario Marianelli. Next up, we go to a composer best known for his work on the Matrix franchise. This is a score for a much smaller movie, Don Davis's music for the Andy Garcia drama The Unsaid. Thank you. We've begun the program musically on something of a languid note, so let's pick things up a bit with a little bit of action. This is an intense score from a talented guy named Joel McNeely, written for the Kurt Russell thriller Soldier. Intense music from Joel McNeely, written for the Kurt Russell vehicle Soldier. Do hope you enjoyed that. Very reminiscent of the more recent action material from Jerry Goldsmith there. Next up, a score from the great David Raxon, a composer who's best known for his score for the noir Laura, but who also wrote quite a few other fine efforts, such as this one. It's called Forever Amber. Music from David Raxon. Do hope you enjoyed that selection. Let's go to a score which I think is a tremendously enjoyable effort for kind of an underrated film. It was a big box office flop, but a very ambitious movie called The Stuntman, starring Peter O'Toole, and it featured this very fine musical effort from Dominique Frontier. Take a listen. Thank you. Music from The Stuntman by Dominic Frontier. Hope you enjoyed that. Next up, we have some tunes from Beatles producer George Martin in the one and only Bond score that he wrote. That would be music for Roger Moore's first outing as Mr. Bond, Live and Let Die. Take a listen.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Sounds and Sights of Cinema here on WHIE Radio and DVDVerdict.com. We're offering a musical grab bag of sorts on the program today, and next up, we have a fine score from composer Michael Small, written for the movie The Driver. Enjoy! Good stuff there from the ever-reliable Michael Small, written for The Driver. Next up, composer John Ottman provides us with his main theme for Bryan Singer's Apt Pupil. Thank you. Good stuff from Mr. John Ottman, a fine theme for a less than fine film. Next up, a score from the pop group Air, written for Sofia Coppola's directorial debut, The Virgin Suicides. Wonderfully dreamy, atmospheric score. Enjoy. Thank you. And that's music written for The Virgin Suicides by Air. Next up, we have music from composer Simon Boswell, written for the television miniseries Tin Man. Take a listen. Music written for the miniseries Tin Man by composer Simon Boswell. Last but not least, we offer a selection from composer Christopher Young, actually a selection from a rejected score written for the film An Unfinished Life. Let's take a listen. Thank you. All right, that just about wraps up the musical portion of the program with that selection from Mr. Christopher Young. I do hope you enjoyed that and all the selections we featured on today's program. Right now, it's time to move into our look at some new DVDs and Blu-rays. If you only watch one new release that's just been offered, I strongly urge you to dig into Terrence Malick's The Tree of Life. It's the richest, most ambitious, and best film of 2011 thus far, an awe-inspiring 2.5-hour journey with nothing less than the meaning of life as its meaty subject. Though it takes journeys into the distant past and perhaps even the future, the bulk of the film focuses on a family living in Texas during the 1950s. Malick captures so much with such graceful precision, offering a portrait of family life so pitch perfect that I suspect most viewers will find something which feels achingly familiar. Malick's film is both deeply subtle and wildly theatrical, filled to the brim with sublime vignettes woven into a larger examination of the conflict between nature and grace. It's a deeply spiritual film in the best possible sense, exploring a cosmic conflict which is both tangible and relevant. As with all of Malick's films, this one looks absolutely gorgeous, but his editing and storytelling demonstrate a newfound energy without compromising his meditative tendencies. I can't recommend it highly enough. If you're in the mood for something less weighty, the raunchy comedy Horrible Bosses is a good option for viewers with a tolerance for risque material. The premise is simple. Three disgruntled working men, played by Jason Bateman, Charlie Day, and Jason Sudeikis, have grown so irritated with their awful bosses, played respectively by Kevin Spacey, Jennifer Aniston, and Colin Farrell, that they've decided to just murder them. It's a dark idea, and the film is at its best when it doesn't attempt to shy away from that fact. While a few of the gags rely on cheap shock value, the delightful chemistry of the cast and the film's forays into cheerfully loopy comic territory, particularly anything involving a never-funnier Jamie Foxx, make Horrible Bosses a winner. Even the incredibly preposterous third-act developments we're subjected to are overwhelmed by the sheer amount of laughter the film delivers. You might not be familiar with the indie flick Terry, an overlooked little gem being released on DVD and Blu-ray. The film stars Jacob Waitzaki as a plus-size teenager whose weight and offbeat personality have made him something of a loner. The film doesn't really take us on a traditional narrative journey, opting instead to simply drop us in this young man's life and permit us to observe as he engages in moments of personal discovery and makes some new friends, including his high school principal, played superbly by John C. Reilly. It's a tender, well-crafted snapshot of distinctive characters. The unique oddities these people demonstrate actually feel like organic extensions of the characters, rather than tiresome pandering to the usual indie flick crowd. Above all, Terry is unwaveringly genuine, which is a virtue far too few films demonstrate these days. And finally, a brand new movie, now available via on-demand and coming soon to theaters, is Melancholia, the new film from controversial director Lars von Trier, who previously sent audiences fleeing for the exits with his well-crafted but deeply troubling film Antichrist. On the surface, Melancholia appears to be a dramatic change of pace, an examination of two sisters, played by Kirsten Dunst and Charlotte Gainsbourg, who have strikingly different reaction to the news that the world might just be coming to an end. The source of this apocalypse is Melancholia, a planet which could very well crash into the Earth within a matter of days. Yet another film which seems to have sprung from von Trier's deep-rooted depression, this visually gorgeous effort plays very much like a despairing rebuttal to Malick's The Tree of Life. By spending most of the film's first half depicting a lavish yet cringe-inducingly unsuccessful wedding party, von Trier makes a case for the inexplicable wretchedness of humanity, and then proceeds to deviously suggest that it might not be so terrible if everything just came to an end. The ideas at the film's core are emotionally crushing, but the filmmaking is so rapturously alive. This is von Trier at his best and most dangerous, bringing spine-tingling joy to something as innately wearisome as nihilism. In a recent interview, the director declared, "Everything is going to hell, but we should smile all the way there." Melancholia is a film which expounds upon that ethos in dizzying fashion. Like Antichrist, it's the kind of film which almost defies star ratings. However, I'll give it one anyway. 4 stars out of 4. And that concludes our time together on the program today. I do hope you've enjoyed the show and that you'll join us again next week for more music and movie reviews. Have a great week, everyone. Back at you later.